This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
Free Talk Live.
This is Free Talk Live. We'll give you the toll-free call-in line where you can join us and bring up whatever is on your mind. The Us tonight in studio, it's Daryl.
Chris.
Hey, I'm Chris.
Hey, do we got an echo in here?
No.
Okay.
No. There are two Chris's. Normally it's Ian, Daryl, and Chris on Fridays. However, Ian and Mark are at the Talkers Conference in New York City. New York City. I'm guessing the conference is probably coming to a close about now.
Oh. So we just got to kind of phone it in for the next 25, 30 minutes, and maybe they'll be here on time?
No. New York City is like a 4.5, 5-hour drive
Daryl,
from here.
Daryl, that was a joke.
Okay.
Pedantic Daryl.
Sorry.
That's okay.
Sometimes radio shows originate from New York City, and it might only take half an hour to wind up getting from Midtown Manhattan to wherever the studio is by way of South Florida or whatever that saying is. But it's really interesting. The story that we're going to start off with, really interesting because, Chris, you had it, Thursday, Chris, you had it.
Yep.
In the show prep last night, we didn't get to it. I was like, oh, that's a really good story. Forgot that you had it in the show prep last night. Brought in the story. Friday, Chris also had the story. It's about a guy that wound up getting 180 days in jail for refusing to give police his iPhone passcode.
It was nothing complex.
Is that correct? Because I thought he did give the passcode, and then he gave the wrong passcode by accident or something.
Headline from Miami Herald, and I've not read the story, but the headline from the Miami Herald is, he did not give police his iPhone passcode, so he got 180 days in jail.
Okay, so there's another story, a similar story, and
okay.
I think they may be confusing the two.
So the story that you have, is it about Christopher Wheeler from Broward, Florida?
Yep, that's him.
Yep, so probably something to where, you know, somebody is doing some clickbait headline. And yeah. I absolutely hate these weird clickbait headline things.
So let me quote him. I swear under oath I've given them the password. A distraught Wheeler, his hands handcuffed behind the back, told Circuit Judge Michael Rothschild, who earlier in May found the man guilty of contempt of court.
Okay, so this sheds a little bit of light onto it, because my thinking was, and I know that there have been court rulings in other parts of the country saying that, you know, like, you're required under law to wind up providing a passcode to a phone or putting your thumb on a phone or something.
Right.
And so I thought it may have been, you know, obstruction of justice, not, I forgot my passcode. I thought I gave you the right thing. Nope, contempt of court.
As crazy as this sounds, if he had actually refused to give it in the first place, he would not have been found in a contempt of court because he has, freedom of...
Right. Very, very strange. And we'll get into this.
There's some constitutional issues there.
We'll get into this, but first, to the phones, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Dave calling in from New Hampshire. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Yeah, I wanted to talk a little bit about one New Hampshire politician's ethnic cleansing campaign against the elderly of Manchester and the opportunity it provides.
Hold on. Ethnic cleansing against the elderly.
It's technically not ethnic. It's age related. But have you read what this guy said?
I saw a headline where apparently an alderman was asked a question, and the response in sort of a paraphrase was, yes, if you can't pay your property taxes, you should be kicked out of your house. It doesn't matter how old you are.
I tried to get an exact quote before I went out on my walk, and I'm going to get one or two words wrong, but basically he said we should have a program to get her out of her house. He was trying to get people to old people to leave their houses so they can bring in young blood that works harder, basically.
Oh, there you go.
Good luck. We need more tax livestock, essentially, is kind of the thing.
But is it really unusual that, you know, some elected city official would wind up making a statement trying to justify bringing in more taxable people?
Well, it's not surprising. I mean, it's just one of those moments where they actually are themselves for a few seconds in public and show their true colors. But
right.
It's one of those things where, you know, we have to take these opportunities whenever we get them to take politicians out of office and ruin their political careers. And this is one of those golden moments. Like, this is like, you know, is he going to survive, or is he going to be gone from New Hampshire politics forever? And if we don't, you know, raise enough heck, he might survive this politically.
Yeah, he just needs to get through a couple news cycles, and then it all goes away, it seems.
Luckily, and, you know, this is one of those double-edged swords of people have short-term memories. However, this is the year that municipalities, you know, at least the cities, wind up holding their municipal elections, meaning that unless this guy's in one of these four-year terms, which are very rare in New Hampshire, this guy should be up for election coming up in the fall, which means that candidate filing should be happening in the next month or two. So hopefully people wind up, you know, having that goldfish memory long enough to remember this during candidate filing and file somebody to run against him.
Yeah, you know, and it's important to remember that speech is not really that important. People get worked up about it, but it's his actions over the years that really count. And the speech is just unfortunately the method that we're sort of stuck with for dumping politicians out is that people get more angry about what they've said than what they've done. But what the thing that he's done most recently that really is much worse than what he's saying is that he's trying to push a budget that exceeds the tax cap, which means that there's a spending cap in Manchester,
right,
where you're supposed to only raise spending at the rate of inflation, no more, unless you can get a supermajority. And he's, you know, he wants that supermajority, which means he wants a crazy amount of. So you have to have, I mean, you have to be crazy to think that Manchester needs a tenth of the money that it's getting in taxes right now.
Well, yeah. As many cops as I see on the road, I don't think Manchester needs it.
And, Chris, you go to Manchester a good bit.
Yeah, more than I'd like, actually.
So, Dave, any final thoughts there?
Well, actually, on a completely different side. Well, I would urge people to do something. Call the mayor. Do something. Write a letter to the editor. Call Free Talk Live. I don't know. Do something. But I did have something I wanted to mention to Chris, and that is that I have followed up on your arrest by protesting at the Manchester Police Department.
When was this?
Nice.
That's awesome.
That was probably about 3 weeks ago, and I haven't uploaded the video yet.
Oh, yeah, I'd love to see that video. Hey, make sure you post it on the Shire Forum.
Oh, yeah, I do try to log in there sometimes. It's sort of my duty. To fight Facebook, but there's not enough traffic there yet for me to log in every day. So.
Yeah.
Well, Dave, you can wind up getting the digest emails sent to you, so you get those daily reminders of threads that you're following have had X number of new posts, and the forums have been opened up a little bit more to where it used to only be available to Shire Society signers. Now it's open basically to anyone. You can find those over at forum.shiresociety.com. Dave, thanks for the call. Your calls and thoughts, welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Plus, we'll delve into this story a little bit more about the Florida man who's in jail for providing a wrong password or no password to the police.
Last week at Consensus 2017, a cryptocurrency conference in New York City, an agreement was made between 56 companies representing 83% of the hashing power for Bitcoin. Bitcoin is an international internet currency that has, of late, taken the tech world by storm. In the agreement, they pledged to implement Segregated Witness, a long-needed patch for the Bitcoin software, at 80% acceptance instead of 95%, and increase the Bitcoin block size, relieving pressure on the network and lowering prices for transactions. This compromise is supported by the former head developer of Bitcoin, Gavin Andreessen, and Bitcoin.com's Roger Ver, along with 83% of the Bitcoin miners. Some of the core developers and the influential organization Blockstream do not support it, however. Although the finish line is not yet crossed, it may be in sight, and we here at Free Talk Live, along with most of you, breathe a sigh of relief, hoping that this opens the door to the continuation of the most important piece of software since the internet. Find out more at Bitcoin.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Nearly one-third of FBI domestic terrorism cases involve refugees. One-third. There's already been riots across Europe. Is America next? Hi, I'm the owner of Infidel Body Armor. Over the past 4 years, I've sold thousands of body armor kits and trained hundreds of sheepdogs. They have prepared. Have you? I invite you to go to my website at InfidelBodyArmor.com and click on specials. Trouble is coming. Now do something about it. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We started off talking about Florida man. Yeah, the Florida man's always in the news, right? Well, this particular Florida man has been sentenced to 180 days in jail Headline says, for refusing to give his iPhone password to police, it's actually for contempt of court, and there's, you know, sort of ambiguity about whether or not he tried to give his password or not. We'll hopefully delve back into the story here in just a couple minutes. The we, of course, being me, Daryl.
Chris.
And Chris.
And have you ever wanted to start your own website or blog, but you've not been able to put that idea into action? Well, you're in luck. Because HostGator, one of the top hosting companies out there, is offering a special deal to Free Talk Live listeners. Go to HostGator.com/FTL, and you can get up to 50% off their regular prices. Hosting your own website or blog can be intimidating, but HostGator makes it easy. HostGator offers a simple one-click, easy installation for WordPress, and they have 24-hour-a-day, 7-day-per-week, over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive and user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation and the simplicity of use into the hands of you, the customer. HostGator also has a 99.99% uptime rating, so you don't have to worry about outages. To get the special offer of up to 50% off for Free Talk Live listeners, go to HostGator.com/FTL. Before we get back into the story about Florida Man, let's go to Skype, where we've got Abel calling in from New Hampshire, I believe. Abel, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Thank you, Daryl, Chris, and Chris. And I have something to say, and unfortunately, Mark and Ian aren't here, but it's a general concern, and it started 2 days ago with a 9/11 and JFK discussion of, you know, all this poo-pooing of so-called conspiracy theory, you know, truthers, and, you know, trying to impugn us. Those of us that have questions are not, and our curiosity is less than satisfied.
So I'm guessing that you said there was a discussion a couple of days ago. It was not a day that I was here, so you're probably thinking Monday or Tuesday night?
Wednesday. I think it was Wednesday.
I was on the show Wednesday, and there was no discussion of conspiracy theories, 9/11, or JFK on Wednesday of this week.
Okay, maybe it was Tuesday.
Okay. Could you summarize it?
Well, I was going to suggest call in tomorrow when Mark and Ian are on the show, and they can actually address your concerns speculating.
I want all of us to address this particular
issue.
Well,
I'm not going to speculate about what Mark or Ian said on a night that I was not on the air.
This is a general concern about Free Talk Live, which is a program that I love, okay? I am so happy you guys are there doing what you're doing. I have to speak out about this, and it is a trend, and I think it kind of sprouts from Ian mostly, but Mark,
if you have an issue with something that Ian said, I'm going to mute you. If you have an issue with something that Ian said, call on a night that Ian is here, and Ian can address your concerns. I am not going to speak on behalf of Ian. I'm not going to speak on behalf of Mark, and I'm not going to speak about a topic that was discussed by Ian and Mark on a night that I was not on the air. So if you want to discuss something other than things that Ian and Mark said, you can continue.
I do.
Then go ahead.
Okay. So we have Daryl, and we have Chris, and Chris, okay? Thank you very much for all of you being there. That one of the trends of the show in general, and that includes all of you, and more the leaders of the show than the also, you know, co-hosts and what have you, is that there is this trend that actually has discussion going on, and then the caller gets chopped off, and then the discussion goes on, and you do this, Daryl, and do it with some of the other co-hosts and of course Mark and Ian, but they're not here, so I'm talking to you. That they go, you know, and for me it was 14 minutes of discussion after I got cut off the phone, and the discussion was completely different than I would have guided it if I were on the phone.
So if you're calling to complain about not being able to discuss something, then actually discuss the thing. Don't complain about not being able to discuss something.
Well, I you know, the thing is that I the thing is 9/11 and JFK, and the fact that both of those events occurred, you know, with reports within 24 hours of who the perpetrators were, as if they had investigated everything, figured it all out ahead of time, and laid it all out for us to, you know about it. But and that's just so much bullcrap, and to for people to not actually take that on, and you know, we can't speak as much about JFK, but 9/11, the effects of 9/11 are with us today.
I would argue that the effects of JFK are with us today, and I will say that you know, there are a lot of people in this country that believe every word that comes from our government. That's a fact. And while there are a lot of us who are skeptical about a lot of things that our government has done or a lot of things that our government says, there's a much larger population that's just willing to accept it. And I think it's important to always put out the evidence when we come across it that might change their mind, might get them to question some things.
And
some subjects are just too far out there for anybody to accept.
On the topic of 9/11, I just want to ask this question. If George Bush held a press conference tomorrow and he laid out, this is how I planned it, this is how all of this happened.
Yep. Here's the Israelis on tape coming through the
then
building.
What?
Yep.
Does the USA Patriot Act automatically get repealed? Do the hundreds of thousands of civilians in Afghanistan and Iraq that were killed in the war on terror suddenly come back to life?
First of all, George W. Bush is not the key player in this realm. George and all presidents for I don't know how many years, you know, going back, you know, probably close to 200 years, the presidents have become puppets. Do you all disagree with that?
No argument on that. Abel, thank you for the call. Your calls and thoughts, welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Make it a point to shop Kohl's this weekend and take an extra 20% off your purchase. Plus, Yes to You Rewards members earn triple points. Not a Kohl's Yes to You Rewards member? Enroll today and start earning. Now through Sunday, members get a $5 reward for every $35 spent. Earn three times faster. More points, bigger rewards. Visit Kohl's.com/rewards to sign up. Kohl's. Offer valid June 1st through 4th. Some exclusions apply. For program details, terms, or to enroll, visit Kohl's.com/rewards.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In studio, it's not Daryl, or it's not Ian in the first chair. It is Daryl and Chris. And Chris, normally there's only one Chris here on any given night. And
they were on sale.
Yeah. I almost said it's not Daryl, it's Chris. But because you were joking earlier in the week of, can we all be Chris on Friday?
Yeah, just call yourself Chris, Daryl.
Well, right now, I don't know who I am, apparently.
There we go.
Daryl, Chris, and Chris. And we're discussing a Florida man, possibly multiple Florida men, in Miami-Dade, where me and one Chris have a story from the Miami Herald. The other Chris has a story from Engadget that sort of differentiates these two cases. So just sure. To summarize very quickly, Christopher Wheeler, another Chris, was taken into custody in Broward Circuit Court, insisted that he had already provided the passcode for his phone to police investigating him for child abuse, although the password apparently did not work. He told the judge, I swear under oath I've given them the password. He was found guilty earlier in May of contempt of court, as Wheeler was jailed Tuesday, that being just a couple of days ago. The same issue was unfolding in Miami-Dade for another man accused of extorting a social media celebrity over stolen sex videos. That man, Wesley Victor, and his girlfriend had been ordered by a judge to produce a passcode to phone suspected of containing text messages showing their collusion in the plot. Victor claims he did not remember the passcode. He wound up prevailing.
Yeah.
So, Chris, You, Chris.
What does my story say?
Yeah, you've got the story from Engadget that sort of differentiates these two cases a little bit.
And again, they talk about the Victor's case where, you know, he said, and his lawyer argues, you know, many people, including myself, can't remember passwords from a year ago, which I think all of us would recognize.
And that time period is very important. Because I didn't mention this, but it's in that next paragraph to where apparently the passcode was for a device that had been seized 10 months prior.
Jeez, come on, guys.
Yeah. What?
Yeah. And it's complete absurdity. And this, you know, Chris, you're a tech guy. I mean, I use like a YubiKey and two-factor authentication on virtually all my devices. So if I were required to provide a password, half the time it wouldn't work because the device is going to look for not only something I know, but something I have.
And also, you know, I don't know about you, but, you know, I try to keep passwords that I know I'm going to remember.
Sure.
And then variations up to where it's like, oh, you have to have a hieroglyph and an underscore or a dash and, you know, this and that and the other thing.
Well.
All right. So which one is it? Oh, is this the one where it's got to be 14 characters? The one where it's got to be 12? Is there only one uppercase letter? So I can see.
I've got dozens and dozens of different passwords and passcodes.
Right.
Like, there's no way I you know, if you give me couple of months, probably, I wouldn't be able to remember half of them.
Most of my passwords, because I use a password manager, I don't know.
Yeah. Right.
I don't know them. I know that when I went to change my Facebook password, I opened up LastPass. I said, generate a new one that's 14 characters long, includes uppercase, lowercase, symbols, and numbers.
I hit enter. GRC.
Right. There's some open source options out there, too, that are great. But the thing is it's this string, 14 characters long, and I make no attempt to try to remember that crap.
And Brian Sovereign, who's a former co-host of Free Talk Live, has his own tech podcast, Sovereign Tech. He suggests actually having a little black book. So you get a little notebook.
Right.
And you write your password.
For physical security.
Yeah.
Hold on. No, he says it's wonderful for physical security because, the feds are coming. Just light the notebook because they're not looking for notebooks. They're looking for things on your computer.
I love it.
This is good.
I love it. Just leave it laying out on the coffee table.
They're not looking.
We can't crack it.
They're not looking for old tech.
Oh, that's good.
Everything that they're looking for.
Props
we need your electronic devices.
Okay.
And then you've got a notebook in your back pocket they don't even care about.
Right.
Who carries a notebook anymore?
Yeah, but the point being that as we face more and more security threats and more and more of our lives are online, that more and more people are looking at ways to improve their security. And password managers are one thing, you know, using extremely complex passwords or, you know, I can't be the only person in the world that doesn't know most of his passwords. I just don't.
Yeah, right. I actually had a situation where I had a 4-pin code that I entered every single day, multiple times a day, and about 3 months after I started using this code, I could not for the life of me remember what the code was.
Just blanked.
I totally blanked.
Yeah, I've had that happen.
I could not get it. Like, I spent probably 15 minutes before somebody else who knew the code entered the code, and I was like, oh, that was what the code was. But yeah, I mean, the whole idea that you can't just forget something, like, even if you, you know, or give them the wrong code, it's right.
I remember, speaking of, you know, 4-digit codes, I remember one time when I worked hospital security, and I was going around on a patrol in the middle of the night, one of the off-site locations. The door, the front door was open. I get there, and, you know, I go to enter the code to shut off the alarm, get a call from the security people. They're like, what's the code? I tell them, and they said, are you sure? And then I start second-guessing. Wait a second.
Oh, God.
And just completely freaked out because, you know, like, the way the question was asked, and it was the right code,
you could just throw
the way
off.
Are you sure? I don't know anymore. Like, I don't even know who I am now. What's going on? Let's go to the Skypes where we've got Stefan calling in from Ohio. Stefan, you're on Free Talk Live with Daryl, Chris, and Chris.
Hey, guys. How are you tonight?
Doing well. What's on your mind?
You guys were talking about police looking for phone passwords and computer passwords. I actually have some experience with this. I'm not going to get into the details.
You're police, or you police. Keep getting investigated by police where they want your passwords?
I was investigated once. I'd rather not get into the details of why.
Understandable.
But it was extremely serious. And I remember they wanted to get into my computer, but they ran into a roadblock because I did not use Windows, and apparently their dumb technicians could not figure out Ubuntu worth a darn.
Oh, wow.
And I actually didn't end up getting it. And get this. They were looking for photographs, right?
All right.
But they ended up busting me because of copyrighted material, which was not even pertaining to what I was being investigated for.
That sounds like a fruit of the poisonous tree thing.
Yes, it does.
Our warrant says we're looking for this. We found something completely different.
If it's in plain sight, though, it would be valid, I think.
Oh, it sounds like it was not in plain sight because they first had to hack
Ubuntu. We need to hack into your computer and look for this specific thing.
I would agree that that's not... I agree that would not be in plain sight, in my opinion, but the way the courts are, you know, who knows?
It is hard to get a little jaded.
Continue, Stefan.
I was thinking, if they are looking for something pertaining to a crime they think you committed, I don't think they should really care if you have Sergeant Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band on your computer. Is that not reasonable?
No, constitutionally, they should absolutely not. Well, they can care all they want. They just can't do anything about it if they find it. That's how the Constitution is supposed to protect you.
Stefan, we'll hold you over. And speaking of Sergeant Pepper's Lonely Heart Club Band, that came out about 50 years ago. And there's apparently some clues that are on there that Paul might have died and been replaced, or it could just be an elaborate hoax. This is Free Talk Live.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2. Call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-940-9829. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-940-9829. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-940-9829. That's 1-800-940-9829.
BuySellMakeOffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews, here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. So unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, real estate, the possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at buysellmakeoffer.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We'll get back to the calls here in just a second, but I've got to ask a question. How would you like to save 25% or more on things that you were going to buy anyway? How would you like to save 25% on something that you might not have been, you know, wanting to buy unless you were able to save 25% on it? Well, I can help you out with those. Both of those, as long as two things. It's available on Amazon, and pretty much everything is available on Amazon, and you have cryptocurrency. Those two things, you know, being there, then go to saveatpurse.com. Now, what you need to do to get these big savings is you put things into an Amazon wish list. You then import the wish list into your account at saveatpurse.com. You then fund the account with Bitcoin or another virtual currency using the Shapeshift integration, and then you can save big time. I regularly save 20% or more. If it's something where I'm in a hurry, I can still save 5% using the Purse Instant. They're at saveatpurse.com. It works wonderfully. I've been using it for about 2.5 years, saved hundreds of dollars. Saveatpurse.com. Let's go back to Stefan calling in from Ohio. Discussion was about police asking or demanding that people wind up providing passcodes for electronic devices, and then kind of, you know, what happens if they have a warrant looking for X and they find Y?
Yes. And I was starting, the reason this was a big deal is I said a couple years ago I ran into something like this, and I was thinking to myself, if you are looking for one piece of information to help you with your current, you know, report, that's fine. But if you weren't even interested in copyrighted material anyway, why do you care? To me, it just seems like a big scheme so they can find more stuff to tack on to you, because apparently,
of course, it's a big scheme where they can find more stuff to tack on to you. That's what most of the speed trap stuff. It's not about making sure that people slow down. It's not about making sure that people are safe. It's not about making sure that people are wearing their seatbelt. It's not about making sure that drivers have insurance. It's not about making sure that drivers aren't driving drunk. It's a fishing expedition. It's about being able to walk up to a car, looking at somebody and saying, oh, your eyes are a little bloodshot there. You've been smoking on the marinara tonight. Oh, I smell drugs coming out of your car.
My dog
smells drugs coming out of your car.
No, he's undergone an advanced drug recognition expert class, so he can just look.
I've been accused of that, and I don't even smoke.
Yeah, so the entire thing is basically a fishing expedition, but the other Chris, or technically he was first Chris,
Thursday Chris brought up a
really good point that, you know, under constitutional law, and, you know, what good is that really when the courts don't actually always follow that, but under, you know, some court precedent and, you know, constitutional theory, they should not be able to introduce anything into a trial that was not part of the warrant.
Correct.
Yeah. And to me, as you were saying, it seems like police are definitely more interested in making themselves look good because, you know, it makes people feel good. They think, oh, all these arrests, it must mean they're getting all of the criminals out of my community. Mm. And a lot of people, because I'm from, like, Republican podunk, and if you say anything negative about police here, you get a bunch of crap for it. So I know the mentality of people like this, and I know a lot of people who would probably disagree with me saying, well, if you hadn't been breaking the law in the first place, it wouldn't matter.
Well, there are
have to break the law.
Well, not only that, but there are so many laws that the people that say that are probably breaking multiple laws every day anyway. And they just don't get caught.
Right, and don't know it half the time.
Well, ignorance of the law is no excuse for it.
Exactly.
And what's worse is the police aren't held to those same standards. So
right. The
police can say, oh, well, I think you broke the law. And yeah, that doesn't, you know, it doesn't matter. They'll charge you with it. And it's like, well, no, the law wasn't broken here. The law clearly says this. And yeah, it won't matter.
So, Stefan, I know you said you didn't want to go into the details of whatever the situation, but what was the resolution?
Of the, when they ended up finding copyrighted material on my computer?
Yes.
I eventually, my attorney, who it was stationed very close to me, filed for a motion to suppress because it was found unconstitutionally.
All right.
And eventually nothing ended up happening for the original charge. I guess I can say what happened. It really doesn't matter at this point. This has been like 2 or 3 years, but I had pictures of my girlfriend on my computer, and it was kind of
allegedly
sticky.
What?
Yeah.
Wow.
Allegedly.
So charges were all dropped?
Yes.
Good. It's always good to hear when, you know,
was this
BS charges are dropped.
So this was a criminal charge? Because criminal charge, it'd have to be like over 10 grand, or I forget what the number is, but it's a very high number.
No. They weren't going after him for the copyrighted material. They found that when they were searching for something else.
Right.
Yes, and they attempted to do
it, right? You got charged for copyright, right?
They attempted to, but my attorney filed a motion to suppress.
Okay.
And was that successful?
Yes, it was.
Excellent.
Well, see, what blows my mind is how do you put a value, especially on the topic that you're talking about, how do you put a value on something like that? It's not something that's being sold retail. So there's not a value, and it doesn't become criminal until you get to a certain point.
Right, but it's one of those things of we didn't find what we were looking for, so we don't want to just wind up saying, oh, it's a total loss, so we will make up charges.
Yeah.
And that's what they did, and luckily Stefan's attorney was able to get that suppressed.
Charges too.
I mean, lucky for me, they wouldn't have found anything anyway, because solid-state drives are wonderful in that way, but...
Stefan, thanks for You're the
welcome.
Call. So let's get back into the story about Florida Man number one and Florida Man number two, both of whom had issues with either remembering a password or providing a password or failing to provide a password. The story's a little vague. It sounds like the one guy tried to give the password and it was the wrong password, and the other guy just couldn't remember the password at all. And Chris, number one, you've got a story from Engadget that delves into this a little bit.
Yeah, I'm just going to kind of hop around here a little bit.
Yep.
And we've talked about the cases. The cases underscore the dilemma faced by law enforcement officers in dealing with newfangled encryption tech. According to the Fifth Amendment, defendants have the right not to say anything that could be used against them, including, you'd think, to say anything that could be anything that could be such as divulging a passcode. However, the judge in the celebrity case, Charles Johnson, thinks it is not a Fifth Amendment matter. Quote, for me, this is like turning over a key to a safe deposit box. Unquote,
no, it's
said.
Completely different.
Right.
Because, and we discussed this a few weeks ago when there was the other court case, I think, out of Florida, where a judge ruled that you can be forced to put your thumb or forefinger or whatever on the phone, and the difference is something you have or something you know.
Right.
If the cops tell you, Daryl, I need you to put in the code to unlock the bike lock on your lock. Nope, I am not required to provide you information. But if it was something where, you know, a key, here's a warrant, you must provide us this thing you
right.
have.
Yeah, right. Could you imagine if they could force you to tell them where the dead body was?
That's really...
I don't know what dead body you're talking about.
Well, it's a good... Hypothetically, it's a really good point. That is just... You
well,
have
I hypothetically
no right.
also don't know what dead body he's talking about.
Well, that's okay, but I'm just saying that you can... We're supposed to be protected against self-incrimination. And basically...
Supposed to be.
Right, supposed to be. And we either are or we're not. And that's why these court cases drive me nuts, because it should be very clear.
Yeah.
If you provide this information, are you assisting in some way in your own prosecution, or could you be?
And you're not supposed to have to be able to assist in your own prosecution.
Of course not.
Right. And yeah, it's just,
that's the standard as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, yeah.
Anything you say can and will be used against you in a court of law, and also anything you refuse to say will probably wind up being used against you in a court of law, even though your silence is not supposed to be able to be used against
you.
This is
Supreme Court ruling.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE.
Do you need a website for your blog or new business? It can be pretty intimidating on your own, and that's why Free Talk Live has partnered with HostGator, one of the top hosting companies. HostGator offers a simple one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive, user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation back into your hands. Go to HostGator.com/FTL, and you'll get 50% off of their regular hosting prices. 50% off. HostGator.com/FTL. You've said it yourself. We need a healthcare system that focuses on health, not sickness. Health insurance pays for treating sickness but gives you nothing for being healthy. There is a free market healthcare company that gives you freedom from health insurance. They give you a proactive health assessment daily, no charge, 24-hour access to doctors. Check them out right now at healthexcellenceselect.com. Any kind of doctor, traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. You'll love the service and price. Healthexcellenceselect.com. Healthexcellenceselect.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.